Continuing a trend that began last spring with the Normal Township election, a number of first-time candidates who are women are running for local office. The upcoming McLean County Board election is also notable for the number of Democrats challenging incumbents in a county long dominated by elected Republicans. Sharon Chung and Elizabeth Johnston are two first-time Democratic candidates. Chung, a musician and music instructor, is a candidate in District 87 in Bloomington. Johnston, a licensed clinical social worker, is running in District 5, which includes Central and Eastern Normal. Chung would be the first Asian American elected to local office. She tells GLT's Judy Valente that Donald Trump's election last year is one of the reasons more women are entering politics.
I probably would not be here had Hillary Clinton been elected last November. I became a lot more aware of how elected officials come into power and how they can affect policies at every level, federal, state, and local. But I do want to make the distinction that me running is not really an anti-Trump sort of thing. I want to definitely say that. But I think that because there are some candidates, I believe, that are running for larger offices here in Illinois who I think are running on sort of an anti-Trump agenda. My candidacy is that I want to come up with more concrete ideas, find out how we can help out our citizens here.
You're here with Elizabeth Johnston. She is also a candidate for county board in a different district, in District 5. Elizabeth, was that part of your decision as well?
To some extent it was, but it was more about walking into the voting booth. And when I looked at the local elections, I was really surprised that there were so many uncontested seats here in Bloomington Normal area. That's not something that I'm used to. And my husband and I have lived in a couple of states, and I've never walked in and seen so many unopposed. So I would rather be working in the background and making sure that things are getting done and supporting policies. But ultimately, me stepping up was more about giving some choices to the community.
Sharon, you'll be the first Asian American elected to the county board.
I think so.
Does your family background growing up in this American minority give you certain insights into how you'd like to represent the broader community?
Looking at county board, it's not a very diverse group of elected officials. And I guess growing up, I kind of felt like I did not see very many Asians that were in elected office. And I guess I just never really thought that was something that I could do. At least for me, coming from my family, my parents were both immigrants. They have this sort of idea of like, you put your head down, you work really hard, and don't try to make waves. But I do feel like I want to be an example to my daughters. I have two young daughters who are 5 and 2, just to show them that this is what is possible, that you can have Asian elected officials in office. And I think that that is just would show how our community is made up as a whole and shows that diversity.
Your parents were from Korea.
Yes, they're from Korea.
Elizabeth, you mentioned a moment ago that you've lived in many places. One of them was Hong Kong.
Yes.
Your husband was teaching there. What did you learn from the experience of living abroad that might be useful in serving on the county board?
When we were living in Hong Kong, they are a semi-autonomous region, which means it's one country but two systems. And over the course of the 6 years that we were there, we saw Beijing cracking down. The students, the people, they stepped up and they demanded open elections. Millions of people took to the street. Millions of people protested. They faced the might of the Chinese government, fountains of pepper spray, you know, but they stood their ground. It was very inspiring to me to see them take on such a big government.
How does that translate then into what you'd like to see in McLean County?
Well, what I'd like to see in McLean County is that for good or for bad, choices are important. It holds our elected officials accountable. It brings in new ideas. And ultimately, it just helps us represent the population better.
Sharon, you describe yourself as a born communicator and problem solver.
Yes.
In what ways?
I'm a teacher. I'm a musician by training. I play the violin and viola. I teach about 35 private students a week. I have to communicate to my students what I would like them to do in order for them to succeed on a certain piece of music. And each student I teach, I approach their certain sort of challenges in different ways. So it's not a one-size-fits-all sort of problem-solving sort of strategy I have. So I feel like I can communicate what I want from each of them.
Well, both of you mentioned having school-age children. And Elizabeth, I'm wondering what will be your education priorities if elected?
We do have very good schools here. And so my biggest concern is just to maintain those standards and to work with the school board in a way that helps them be as successful as possible. I'm not looking to come in and tell them how to do things differently, but to just make sure that they get the support that they need to maintain those standards.
Your background is in social work. How does that fit in then to what you'd like to do as a county board member if you're elected?
Well, my background is working with severe mental illness at the poverty level. And so if nothing else, I feel like I can bring some awareness to some of the struggles that are faced in the county that may not otherwise be brought forward. It's also my training. Like I'm one of the people that when there was an opportunity to learn new skills and to create a better service, that was a big pressure on me because that's what I wanted to provide to my clients, to the community.
Sharon, what are some of the other major issues you'd like to work on?
I do know that the nursing home is going to be an issue that will be coming up here pretty soon. There's been stories about it recently. I do want to make sure that we do not forget and neglect a certain segment of our population here in McLean County who rely on that nursing home so they can get the dignity and the care that they deserve in their later years of life.
You also mentioned, Sharon, and perhaps Elizabeth, you want to jump in on this too, that there's a need for greater transparency in government. And I'm wondering what you think is not transparent enough about how local government is conducted now.
Well, there was a push last year for the county board meetings to be moved to a different time. Right now, they are at 9 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. It's not really a great time for people who do have 9-to-5 jobs to come and watch the meetings and get involved. There have been some strides to make the county meetings more available to the public, so they stream them, which I think is a move in the right direction. But I do know that a lot of the work that is done on the county board is done in committee hearings and committee meetings. And those aren't currently streamed, and there seem to be no audio recordings of them, at least as far as I can tell from the website.
And they're during the day, as I understand.
And those
it,
are also during the day.
Which is difficult for some people to get
correct.
To.
Correct. And some of them, you know, if you want to go see this one certain committee, it meets at 8:30 in the morning, and another one is at 3:30 in the afternoon, another one's 4. And so it's kind of this sort of jumbled system. If you wanted to go and try and watch this one committee meeting, it's not at a regular time. And, you know, I know that there's sort of limitations to scheduling, but I do know that if it was somehow more open and more accessible to the public, then people can get more involved and watch what's happening at that sort of committee level.
Elizabeth, did you want to jump in on that one?
Well, and it's not just about paying attention, but it also limits a lot of the participation. And I think we're seeing that reflected in the makeup of the board is that a lot of working professionals can't run, they can't be there. And so I think that if we can help with that, then we can have a greater representation.
There are more Democratic challengers in local races to Republican incumbents than in many years, as you referenced, Elizabeth. What chances do either of you give Democrats? Do you think people will vote Democratic simply because they feel the need for change in a county long dominated by the Republican Party? Did you want to go ahead and answer that, Elizabeth?
There's always a little bit of pushback, but I think one of the biggest things, as I've been knocking doors for different campaigns, the most pressing thing to me has been so many people thought that they were alone. So many people that didn't necessarily align with the Republican Party felt like they didn't have options. And this has been very exciting for them to come out. And as I've been looking at some of the statistics on the last couple of races, we're a lot more evenly matched than anyone would have ever thought.
Given, in terms of voter registration, I should say.
Well, even in the outcome of the elections, if you look at the voter polls, that it's a lot more evenly matched, and it's not necessarily one party or the other. There's a little bit of flip-flop depending on the race, depending on which section of the county that you're looking at.
Do you think that this is the year of the woman, the year of the elected female representative?
We'll have to see. I feel like there's been some doors that have opened because of what's happened. It's been very encouraging. And it has been a lot of soul searching for women to step up and say, hey, wait, we're only 20% of the representative body, but we're 50% of the population. And that is a chance for us to really consider things that we hadn't before and opportunities that we haven't before.
Sharon, we'll give you the last word.
Well, I think definitely it can be the year of the woman because Elizabeth and I actually both attended this workshop called Ready to Run, and it's geared towards women who are interested in running for elected office, and it was packed. It was a sold out event. I also attended another. I was recommended to attend Build the Bench, which is a program that is put out by Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. There were about 30 people there that day, and about 25 of them were women. And so a lot more women are interested and wanting to get involved. You know, people's voices do matter, and that democracy isn't a spectator sport. And I think that I'm really excited to see what's going to happen next year.
I've been talking with Sharon Chung, who is a candidate for the McLean County Board in District 7, and Elizabeth Johnston, a candidate in District 5. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
There are currently only 3 women on the 20-member county board. A third Democratic woman, Shana Wachinski, is running in Bloomington's District 8 against incumbent Democrat Paul Segobiano and Libertarian Steve Cease.